This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. We've been talking a lot about jobs today, the way the ongoing pandemic is still affecting the labor market, and what new rules mean for fast food workers. Let's stick with that food theme a bit longer. Between 2017 and 2020, the number of culinary programs in the country dropped by 20%. And in the last two decades, enrollment in culinary schools fell to a fraction of what it used to be. In today's installment of our series, My Economy, we hear from someone who joined the growing band of people who set out to work with food without any formal training.
Hello, everyone. Philip Ashley Ricks here in Memphis, Tennessee, founder, CEO, and master chocolatier of Philip Ashley Chocolates, luxury designer chocolate company. When I first started in chocolate, I was currently in the supply chain logistics and consumer packaged goods industry. But for the past several years, you know, I'd really gotten bitten by the culinary bug. You know, Food Network was hot and heavy and all the cooking shows and things. And then I got to the point in 2012, I was starting to transition into a new job. And I just was like, well, I'd like to give it a go. So I looked into culinary school. That was a very brief exploration because chocolate wasn't something you really found in a traditional setting. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to just have to figure this out on my own. And that's what I set off to do. The startup costs weren't incredibly significant or staggering, but, you know, chocolate is expensive. It's expensive today. It was expensive then. Leasing a facility, getting equipment, starting a website. I think it took about $60,000, which isn't a small amount of money, I know. But I started doing pop-ups, doing events, doing tastings, and really just kind of testing the waters. Okay, do people like it? Do they like it enough to come back for more? All right, and then do they like it so much that they will actually pay for it? And so that was really kind of my measuring tool. Like, can I sell this? You know, will this make money? Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory has been a big inspiration. The thing that has always stood out to me was that stick of gum, you know, the stick of gum that had the tomato soup, that had the roast beef, the potatoes. You know, when I was researching other chocolate companies, researching the industry, I was really looking for less of what was being done and more of what was not being done. And that's really where I came to the conclusion that, okay, I need to be doing things like putting blue cheese in chocolate, barbecue chocolate, because I lived in Memphis. Like, okay, yeah, let's do some stuff that's inspired by where I'm from. I was just coming up with things, you know, apricot and gorgonzola dolce and dates and red wine and all these kind of things blended into chocolate. That's why we keep making chocolates. It's like every chocolate should tell a story. So a lot of chocolate to make.
Well, now I want chocolate. That was Philip Ashley Ricks, a chocolatier in Memphis, Tennessee. We can't do this series without you, so please share your stories and chocolates if you have them at marketplace.org/myeconomy.